New South Wales police will today try to recover the bodies of three leading environmentalists found in the wreckage of their helicopter in the Hunter Valley. The victims were pilot Richard Green, his wife Carolyn, and documentary maker John Davis. The missing chopper was located in mountainous terrain south of Cessnock last night. The World Anti-Doping Agency has recommended banning Russia from all athletics competitions after examining allegations of drug-taking, cover-ups and extortion. WADA's independent commission says the 2012 London Olympics were sabotaged by widespread inaction against Russian athletes who were under suspicion. The commission's calling for lifetime bans on five Russian athletes and coaches. More riots have reportedly broken out at the Christmas Island Detention Centre this morning. A detainee has told the ABC the disturbances are continuing, contradicting the government's claim that calm has been restored. The Senate has closed a loophole allowing Australians who move overseas to avoid paying their higher education debts. From 2017, expatriates will have to meet their HECS repayments. The federal government says the move will make the system fairer. The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall arrive in Adelaide today for the start of their Australian tour. Charles and Camilla's 10-day trip follows a well-received visit to New Zealand. Later today, they'll inspect a sustainable housing project and visit the Barossa Valley.